Good morning, how's everyone doing? Don't worry, I have a brick in my hand, but I'm not going to throw it at you. I'm going to do something even more difficult. Buddy, come on down here. Come on down, buddy. We're going to have a little example of strength. And what Buddy's going to do is he's going to hold this brick like this. Stand here so everyone can see you. And he's going to take the brick and hold it out like this. And we're going to see how long he can hold it out like this. And you're going to find out that very soon, this brick's going to become a burden to him. So that's what we're going to talk about. Buddy, go for it. Let's see how long he can hold it out. And while he's holding it out, I'm going to talk to you about burdens. Now, that brick weighs about 5 pounds. Can you imagine if he had five of those on each side? 5 times 5 is 10. 25. Then 25 and 25 on each side would be how many pounds? About 50 pounds, right? Now, if we would have 50 pounds and Buddy had a yoke across his shoulders and we asked him to carry those down to Wilshire Eastern and to carry him back, that would be pretty heavy, wouldn't it? Why are you turning red for? You can give me the brick. That became a burden to him, didn't it? That became a burden. Now, for all of you, your burdens aren't like bricks, but you have other burdens, don't you? Even as children. Now, you may think that you don't have burdens, but you do. Sometimes when mom and dad ask you to do something, that may seem like a burden to you. Or maybe at school, there is someone in school that you just don't like because they pick on you. They are a burden to you. Or you have brothers and sisters who may be a burden to you. I don't know why Livy is smiling, but she's smiling. You know, we all have burdens in our lives. Moms and dads back here and grandpa and grandmas, they have different kind of burdens. But these burdens weigh us down. They become a problem for us. At night, maybe even mom and dad, they will talk about this. They will talk about their burdens and maybe mom and dad will cry. Maybe mom and dad will don't know what to do. But today, Jesus gives us a promise. Actually, Jesus gives you and me a guarantee. And all of those people looking at you, he gives them a guarantee that all these burdens that we have, he's going to take them away from us. And actually, he's already done that. He has taken those burdens and he has placed them on his shoulders. And he gives us burdens that are light, burdens that are easy. He doesn't give us 50 pounds of bricks to carry. Actually, he gives us something more important to carry. We are to carry his word into the world. And that applies to each and every one of you too. You are to speak the truth in love. You are to act as a Christian around other children. And that's your burden. It's a beautiful and wonderful and light burden to speak the word of the Lord. But all those problems that you have, Jesus has promised to take those. And where did Jesus take those burdens and those problems and those sins? Where did he take those sins to? To the cross. He took them to the cross. He took them to the cross for you, and he took them to the cross for me. Jesus took the burden that we could not bear, the burden of spiritual death, and he took it to the cross, and he died for you, and he died for everyone looking at you, and he died for me. And because Jesus has done this, we come here this morning with a glad heart. We come here in joy, and we rejoice because Jesus has done this great work for us. So today, moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and aunts and uncles, they're going to hear about the guarantee that Jesus has given. Yeah, the guarantee of life everlasting. Very good. So, you don't have to walk around carrying bricks anymore. Rather, you walk around with the word of the Lord, speaking his law and his gospel for the salvation of other people. God's blessings to you all. Let's close with a short word of prayer. We pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for taking our burdens. We thank you for taking our sins to the cross for us. We pray, Lord Jesus, that as we believe that you have done this, that you strengthen us, O Lord, that you give us your peace. And most of all, Lord, we pray that you give your peace and your comfort to my mom and to my dad and to my grandpa and to my grandma. Lord Jesus, we pray all these things in your holy name. And all the children said, Amen.